Es más, el Ilay Nishmas, Ruben Ben Levi, Luz Yarte, de Sinai, Shvim, Ilay Tadda Neshama, and Zchur Mishpacha. Just to review what we've done before we do tonight's case, the first four shiurim, we spoke about four types of metziyas that you're allowed to keep. First, we spoke about a metziyah that's been there a long time. We talked about a suitcase that you find on the side of the road. That's obviously been there, it's been there a long time, so you're allowed to keep it even if it has a siman, because the owner certainly gave up hope of recovering it. If you can easily tell who the owner is, it has his name and number, we said this with the Mishur Sadin to return it unless he's rich in year four. The second case we spoke about that you could keep is if you find something that was swept away by the sea, and it was a Buddha Mimenami called out of something that was completely lost. We talked about cases at the end of the war where things were taken away, so there no one can recover it, so there's examples of kasuv that if the owner loses ownership of it, and whoever recovers it is allowed to keep it. The third case was if you lose something where it's rov akum, most of the people around are akum, even if it. So the assumption is that you give up hope because who's going to return it to you? They don't know how to find you. Also, if you find something in a place where it's rov akum, you can assume that maybe it was lost by an Akum who there's no chiyuv to return it to, unless there's a chil Hashem issue. And if it's a Yisrael, you was there again, you assume that he was miyayish. And the fourth type of object that we said you can keep is something that has no siman, where the owner also obviously was miyayish, assuming that he knows that he lost it, and he gives up hope, and you're allowed to keep that object, like money. That's not loose money. Cases, four types of things you could keep. After that, we spoke about if one of these types of avedis landed in your chatzer, under normal circumstances, we would say your chatzer acquires ownership of it for you. Right? A chatzer, a person's chatzer, acquires things for him, even though he doesn't know it's there, and you would acquire these objects. The last 3 weeks, we spoke about three exceptions to the rule of when a chatzer can acquire something for you. The first was if it's an Einu Mishtameris, it's the middle of a store, a place where people could go in and out, so even though it might be in your chatzer and there's no siman, you don't acquire it. If whoever finds it, that finds, I was just at a store yesterday, there's a $5 bill at the thing, whoever finds it is allowed to keep it. Assuming it wasn't behind the counter, we spoke about those halachas. The second case where your chatzer doesn't acquire it is if it's something that's not going to probably be found, like a treasure that was dug deep inside someone's backyard, or we spoke about something inside the behind the walls, something that you wouldn't normally find, so then also you don't acquire, whoever finds it can keep it. And the third case we spoke last time was Mordechai's case, even if it's something that would be found, but if it's something that you didn't know that you were acquiring and the seller didn't know he was giving it away, so that also you don't acquire such an object. So we spoke about the cases of change and that might be worth money. Spoke about wrong change. Spoke about the bottle caps. So that's what we've done until now. Tonight, a lot of these other topics will come up, and I think it's going to be a good wrap up for this first section of a Hashalas Aveda. Next week we'll start a new case. And tonight's case, if you saw the email, was that a typical case that you're in a hotel room and you open up a drawer and you find a $100 bill inside it. Are you allowed to keep that $100 bill? Or are you not allowed to keep it? If you're not allowed to keep it, what are you supposed to do with it? That's the shaila. You find the something with a siman, we'll talk about something without a siman. You find it in a drawer, what happens if you find it under a mattress? Different things that you find in a hotel room, that's what we'll discuss tonight. And to make it simple, we'll assume that the hotel is owned by a Jew. It's a hotel in Borough Park or in Yerushalayim, or it's a dormitory in a yeshiva, and your son starts the next year this month, and he opens up a drawer and he finds a $100 bill in it. Is he allowed to keep that $100 bill? Right, that's tonight's shaila. So it seems to be of the famous Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah that we started a few weeks ago. The Mishnah in Tfatei and Leveis, we'll just review the first part of the Mishnah to get the context. Matzah v'kosel chadash, if you find something in a new wall, so that meant that the owner, the present owner, built the house, so the assumption is that you can't assume it came from the Amorim, it was something that came from him. However, if it's on the outer half of the wall, then shalom, the person who finds could keep it, because we can assume that someone from the street left it there and lost it and was miyayish. Mechesiv lefnim, it was in the inside of the house, so then shalal abayis, it belongs to the owner of the house, because we assume that he put it there, he's been the only person that owned the house, so he's allowed to, so you have to return it to the baal abayis. The Mishnah concludes, if he rented this house to other people, this was the house he always rented, so then even if you find something inside the house, you're allowed to keep it. So this seems to be a simple Mishnah saying that if you're in someone's property that he rents all the time, either because you're renting it now or someone else is coming in to visit and they find something in this house that the owner always rents out, so the halacha is that you're allowed to keep it. Right? It's, like we said, a hotel owned by a Jew, or say a bungalow colony, a place in Eretz Yisrael that's owned by Jews, so even though a Jew owns it, but if you, since he rents it out to other people, you're allowed to keep it. There's no questions asked. However, the Gemara says that the Mishnah is really talking about a very, very specific case which probably will hardly ever be nogeya. So Gemara is a kasha, v'amai. Right, the Gemara, why should you be allowed to keep it? We have a concept of lezel basar basra. We have a concept that if you're not sure about where something came from, who owns it, there's a concept of going after the last person that was here. So in this case, we should go and assume that it belongs to the last person who entered the house. You come into the house and you see $100 bill in the drawer. We should assume it belongs to the last person that was in the house, because we learned in this Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah. It's brought in Pesachim. We'll see later, but the Mishnah comes from the source of the Mishnah, which is called in Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah says like this. It's talking about people who found money in Yerushalayim, and the Shiloh there, the money has no sins, so you're certainly allowed to keep it. You found it on the street. But the question is, do you have to be afraid that maybe this money has special Kedusha to it? Why should it have Kedusha? Because Halacha is, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, and Shemitah was knowing, and there was the regular cycle of Meiser, there was something called Maisa Sheni, the third year and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, that the chiyuv was to take those, everything that grew the third year and the sixth year, you couldn't eat it in your house, you had to take it to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. Right, that was the halacha, you had to eat it in Yerushalayim. Now suppose you couldn't take all these oranges and midrabban and all these fruits, you can't take them to Yerushalayim, so halacha was you're allowed to redeem it where you are and hold the money, and when you have the chance, then you take the money to Yerushalayim, that Maaser Sheni money, you take to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim you buy animals that you use for karbanos, and in that way you end up consuming, you end up using the Maaser Sheni money for karbanos. So the question is, when you find money in Yerushalayim, maybe this money that you found might have sanctity, might have kedusha on it, on Maaser Sheni. So how can you determine whether this money is Maaser Sheni money or regular money? So the Gemara gives different, the Mishnah gives different ways that you can know. It talks about you find it in front of the people are selling animals, so then you should assume it's Maaser Sheni. The Gemara, the Mishnah though concludes, if you find it in Yerushalayim, not on the Har Habayis, not in front of, you find it in the street in Yerushalayim, so it depends on when you find it. B'shayim ha'sashanuchul, during the normal seasons of the year, so then it's chulin, you could assume that this is regular money, it has no kedusha. But b'shas ha'regel, if it's during yantiv time, then ha'kol ma'isa, you assume all coins that are found are ma'isa, because that's when everyone comes to Yerushalayim, to the ola regel, they bring all their ma'isa sheni coins, to which they'll buy karvanas, and if you find money on the street, you should assume that most of the money around at that time is ma'isa money. And Amar Ashmai Barzir, Ashmai Barzir explained that Mishnah, my time, and why do we assume that the money found during the Yomim Tovim, during the Shalosh Regalim, is Maisa money? Why don't we say, look, there's money here from all year long, 300 days in the year is not Yantiv, only a few weeks are Yantiv, we should assume this is regular Chulin money. So Rav Shmaya said, because they sweep the marketplaces in Yerushalayim every day, and Amo, we said, Yamin Kamoi Kamoyo. See, the first coins were swept away, the regular Chulin coins were swept away, and now that we're talking Yon Yantik, Cholamoid, Han Yachrinin, these are the coins that fell now. So that's why, depending on the time of year that you find the coins, that will determine what type of coins they are, since it's swept away every day. So if you find the coins on a normal day of the year, so then it's Chulin. If you find the coins during Cholamoid on Yantiv, so then you have to treat them as Meiser. So the Gemara asks, Hachanami over here, where you're going into this rented room that this person has, why are you allowed to keep the money? Because you assume it has no simen and the person gave up hope and you have no way of determining who owns it. Kama also. We should say that whatever was lost by the earlier people, those were swept away. And the money that's left belonged to the last person. Right, you should be mechuyev to take this $100 bill you found in the drawer, find out who's the last person that rented the room, and return it to him using this principle that we have in Shkolim. So Gemara answers, you're right, we're talking, finally Gemara's maskon is Amar Rav Menashe by Yaakov Kikon Shasav Pundak L'Shosh Adi Kacharim. The Mishnah is talking in a very unusual case. It's talking where the owner had rented his house to three Akum, three idolaters, and in such a case there's no chiyuv to return it to them, and that's the case where we'll assume that if you find, that's what the Mishnah is talking about, if you find something in a rented house you can keep it. That's talking only in a case where it was rented to three Akum, and that way you're allowed to keep it. But in a normal situation where the cases where you go to like we're saying, the Jewish places that are owned by Jews, and Jews always go there, so the halacha will be, based on this Gemara, that you're not allowed to keep it. You have to return it to the last person. Now, what's this svara? Because even though it has no simen, but that if there's even something that has no simen, if there's a way of the owner knowing that people return it to him, that makes it like it has a simen. So here, since there's this concept that when you find something, when someone finds something, he'll assume it belonged to the previous owner, so we'll assume that the previous owner, even though his $100 bill has no simon, but when he gets home and he realizes he's missing his $100 bill, he'll assume that whoever is there next will know to give it back to him. He's not miayesh. So that's why you have to return it to him, even though it has no simon. So this Mishnah really doesn't seem to have much application to us, because it only apply where there were three Akum. Now, there's a problem that Rashi raises and Tosis raises, and that is, let's assume the more normal case that we're talking, like in the case of the dormitory, the bungalow, the hotel in Borough Park on Yerushalayim, and you found the $100 bill, so the Gemara is paskening, what do you do? Find out who the last person that stayed here and return it to him. Why is that? Because we assume that the first ones, if they had lost $100 bill, that got swept away in between by other people, and if they lost anything, he wouldn't be here anymore. But this last person who is this last person, I can't even say the words, that's the question, is, the last person's also not here. There's someone left it here. So you're saying that people, and this is the way Rashi explains it, who sweeps over here? The people that sweep are the people that are staying here. The assumption is when you leave a hotel, you check the drawers, you check under the mattresses to see if you left something. Right? That's part of the Gemara's question. That we should say the same thing over here. Just like over there they have sweepers in Yerushalayim that sweep the street every day, the assumption is that when someone leaves a motel room, he also looks in the drawers and checks everything to make sure he didn't leave anything there. So we assume the first ones did that, and what's there isn't theirs. So then why do you assume it's the last ones? Why didn't he check before he left to make sure there wasn't anything there? Right, so LMI, you're going to say, well, someone wasn't careful. Well, if someone wasn't careful, why are you assuming now that it's the last one that wasn't careful, and for sure it's his, and you have to return it to him? Let's assume it was someone that was earlier that wasn't careful, and it's his $100 bill. But that's the question that, just to read the Gemara, you have to deal with that. So Rashi explains that it's not only that people check their own things when they leave, there's also the other factor that when you go into a place and if there's a $100 bill in the drawer, it's very likely that you'll find it. Right? There's two things going here. First, that people check things when they leave, and the second thing is if you're coming in now, you're going to probably discover anything that $100 or something that's around. So that's what Rashi says. That's why you should assume it's the last person, because even though everyone checks their items when they leave, the first people, 10 and 1 through 9, they check their items when they left. But in addition, number 2 lived there after number 1, and he would have found what number 1 left, and number 3 would have found what number 2 left, and down to number 10 would have found what number 9 left. But now that you're number 11, where you're just walking in there and you notice it, so you should assume that this belongs to number 10, because even though he has as much likely a chance of checking his stuff when he leaves as the first 9, but you don't have anyone that lived here afterwards that might have discovered it. This is the way the Maharam Shif understands Rashi. And that's, I think, the Pashut way, the way the person we're going to say. But Tosus, because of this question, the way the Maharam understands Tosus, he says that this Mishnah is not, the Gemara is talking about where the, when it says go Basar Basri, you should return it to, give it to the last one. It doesn't mean give it to the last tenant. It means give it to the owner, because the assumption is the owner is living here also. You know, he's renting out a room. He's living in one room, and there's someone else in another room, and when that person leaves, so then he goes back to that room, he gives it back to his children, however it's working over there. So the assumption there is give it to the owner, because when the last tenant left, the owner took over that room, and he's still here, and he doesn't have to check his things when he leaves, because he doesn't leave. So if you find a $100 bill in a drawer, you should assume all 10 tenants that were here, they checked their drawers when they left, and they don't have anything here that's not theirs. Why is the $100 bill here? Because the owner was staying there, and he put his money in his drawer, and he didn't check it so well, because he knows he lives here. He doesn't have such a will to check his things to leave, because he's not going to be here again. Well, he lives here. He's in another room anyway. He'll come back when the next tenant leaves. So Tosfos says this whole Gemara applies when the Gemara says you have to give it back to the last tenant. It doesn't say tenant. It says give it back to the last person. That last person is the Baal HaBayis, is the owner of the hotel, the owner of that bed and breakfast or the bungalow, who is living there. But if he doesn't live there, the whole thing doesn't apply. Tosfos says it's talking where the owner is still there, and that's why you have to return it. And so that's just to keep in mind. So once again, the Mishnah said if you find something in a rented property, yeah, you're allowed to keep it. The Gemara said that is not true generally. That's only true in the specific case where it was rented as an inn for 3 akum, and there you're allowed to keep it. But normally you have to give it to the last person. Who's the last person? According to Rashi, it's the last tenant, because of this combination svara that the Maharam Shiv says. Aruch HaShulchan says a little differently. He says that we'll assume that the last one didn't check so well. We don't know who left it here, so we'll assume that the last one didn't check it so well, because he didn't know anyone else was coming after him. Some svara he says. But anyway, Rashi says it applies in a simple case. You return it, you know, to the last tenant. And Tosfos says it means you return it to the owner, if the owner was still there. Okay, so before we see the halachos lemaisa, let's just see one other kasha that Tosfos asks. Tosfos asks another kasha based on this Gemara Psukim at the bottom of the first page. Tosfos asks, why are you so sure that the first people that were here left it, looked around before they left and took all their possessions with them? We have a rule, the Gemara himself, that we don't always assume something belonged to the last person here. In fact, the Gemara himself, Zayin Amid Alev, asks, "Miyazlina Basar Basar, do we go after the last person, or the last circumstance?" But finally, we have a brisa that says, and here also, here we're not talking in Yerushalayim, we're talking in a person's house, and he had a money box that sometimes he put regular money in, sometimes he put Maaser Sheni money in. He used it for different types of money. So, the Gemara says, if it was mainly used for chulin money, so you can assume, and he's not sure which money this is now, he can assume this is chulin money, he can use it for any purpose he wants. If he mainly uses it for Maaser Sheni money, so then he has to assume that this is Maaser Sheni money, and he's going to have to take it to Yerushalayim and buy a carbon over there. In fact, the Gemara Bamai, why do we go by the majority? Leza Basar Basar, let's say what he used it for last. If he used it, even though he uses it 9 months of the year for chulin money, but if this last few weeks he's been using it for Maisa Sheni money, now he cleaned it out and he finds a dollar in there, we should assume that this dollar is Meiser money, because we should go by the last use, like we just learned. So the Gemara says, Amar, Papa said, we're going to be talking, we found it in a hole in the box. Even though you normally, when you empty out a pushka, you take out all the coins, but sometimes there's cracks, something gets caught there, that doesn't come out. So Tosfos says, why don't we say same thing over here? Even though the person checks when he leaves the house, but maybe there's something, he sweeps and he looks, maybe there's something there that he didn't catch. There's something that was stuck in a hole. So Tosfos answers, the lashon of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, you matza b'selcha b'ayis, you found it in the middle of the house, it's mashi, you found it in the middle of the house. It's like on the floor. It's somewhere where it's easily seen. It's not hidden away. But based on Tosfos, if it would be something that would be hidden away, so then also this svara of going after the last person would be out the window again, because we can only go after the last person if there's an assumption that, well, he probably checked his things when he left, but here, even though he checked, there was something that was in an unusual place, so then we can't say that he would do such a thing. We can't assume that he took it when he left. It might have been something that was fell through the cracks. So that's just the svaras of the Gemara. Now let's go the Maisa, what we'll do in the various cases. Right, so first of all, we have to define what it means. Right, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Reish Samach, Halacha Gimel. Lepichachim hayamaskei la'acherim, if someone was renting his property to other people, harayim shalselcha achron. Right, not like the Mishnah. Right, he's basing it on the Gemara. It belongs to the last tenant in the house. If he had rented it to three Akum at the same time, then Pundak, it became an inn, whatever is found even inside the house, belongs to the finder, because no one can say it was his, it was Pundak, that everyone is miyayish in such a case. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Shulchan Aruch said, give it to the socher acharon, give it to the last tenant. So he's obviously not understanding the Gemara the way Tosfos understood, because according to Tosfos, you don't give it to the last tenant, you give it to the Baal HaBayis, or you give it to the owner of the house, because Tosfos had this whole problem. Why are you so sure it's the last person that left it? Someone obviously wasn't careful. You can't say, well, everyone sweeps their things when they leave, they look under the drawers and the mattresses when they leave to sweep the floors to get their things out, because someone left it here. Right, so Tosfos said, that means, you're right, it means you give it back to the owner. You don't give it to the last tenant, but the Shulchan Aruch passed to give it to the last tenant. So the Shulchan Aruch obviously is understanding the Gemara the way we said it, I'll leave it to Rashi, that in addition to that svara that people sweep things out when they leave, there's also the svara that anyone new coming in will find something that the earlier people left. So if you find something now, chances are it belongs to the last person and not to one of the early ones, because first of all, they probably swept when they left, but in addition, the later people would have found it before you did, the things that were left behind. So you find that $100 bill, chances are it belongs to the last person. So that's we understand the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shach adds, based on that, we're talking where the owner doesn't live here, because if the owner did live here, so then you'd give it to the owner, because this much he's pointing to us, because then we assume that it belongs to the owner. But if the owner is living in the house, so then you don't have to come on to the svara, well, the last one swept, but since there was no one else after him, so we should assume that he left it anyway. If the owner is living there, so then the Shach says, we'll agree with Tosfos that you give it to the owner. Our halacha is talking with the owner in the more likely case in our times where the owner does not live there. The Nesivos, though, seems to follow Tosfos as far, and he says that this whole halacha is talking, when it says give it back to the last tenant, that means that he's still there
in the hotel. It means that you were working there, or you were visiting him, and you find a $100 bill, so normally you would say it has no simon, you're allowed to keep it, but no, you should give it to the person that's still there, because he didn't sweep up after him. So anything in the apartment, anything in the hotel room, we should assume belongs to the current tenant. That's the way the Nesivos understands it. But I think most of the poskim understand it like the Shach, or Hashulchan understands it like the Shach, and we'll base our halachas on the Shach just to for simplicity's sake, and I think that'll be the most special way to understand it. So in other words, that if you find something in the hotel room, so the halach would be give it back to the last tenant, because the assumption is that he's the one that lost it and no one else. Even though normally if you find something without a siman, you're allowed to keep it, like we learned. But over here, there's a reason to identify it as belonging to the last tenant, and he's probably not miyayish because he knows that whoever finds it will probably return it to me. So because of that, you give it to the last tenant. Now, even assuming that there is no siman, what happens if this item has a siman? What happens if you find, you know, $500 bills in an envelope with a, you know, with a, some initials on it? Right. So now this has a siman. So what's halacha going to be?
You ask the last person
for it. Right, so Pashas, you should say, well, if we have this, all this whole Gemara told us that when you have a series of people living in the same house, we assume it belonged to the last person that was here, which will make no difference if the item has a siman or it has no siman. If it has no siman, you certainly give it to him. If it has a siman, so it's probably his also, because the people beforehand checked the drawers before they left, and anyone coming in would have found it, and you're...
But now you have additional information. You can ask him what the siman is.
Okay, so that's what the shach holds. The shach holds that even though we said until now that if you find something in a room that a lot of people are in, it belongs to the last one, but if it has a siman, you should publicize it because maybe it's not his.
Wasn't the whole thing with the last person in the mood effect?
Right. So that's so the Nesivus explains that's what the Shach holds. The Shach holds that we're not sure it belongs to the last person. It's enough of a chance it belongs to the last person to say that you can't keep it, even though it has no siman. But you're not certain about it. So if it has a siman, you know it's not yours. So you can first ask that last person if he could give you the siman. That might save you some time, or just publicize that you found something that has a siman, and see if someone claims it. That's what the Nesivus explained to Shach. The Nesivus himself disagrees. He says, look, we have a rule that you follow, that you have 10 people living in a place, you assume it belongs to the last person. So that means if it has a siman or it doesn't have a siman, give it back to the last person, because that's our rule. Now, the Nesivus might be Lashitasa, because he holds the last person is still living there. And there's more reason to assume it belongs to him, because he never left. But this, Machlokes is brought down in the Poskim. Either way, it's not going to help. Like, we're trying to find when you're allowed to keep it, and either way, you're not going to keep it, right? You find this $100 bill in the drawer, so you certainly can't keep it. The issue, though, is if it has no siman, what you do is you give it back to the previous person because you assume that was his. If it has a siman, so then the shach holds, if you can't just give it back to him, you're not fulfilling your duties as shomer aveli, you might not be returning to the right person. So if it has a siman, so then you should announce it and try to publicize the fact that you found something with a siman, right? These $500 bills in the envelope with the initials. So announce it and try to find the owner. In that case, you fulfilled your responsibilities as someone who found an aveda. Right. So that's if it that's in a normal case, you found it in the drawer. Okay, so that's the first issue. If it has a siman, so then there's a shaila whether you automatically have to give it to the first one to the last one, or do you have to announce it. Now, the more likely, hopeful thing that you might find, but we're talking if you find it in an open place on the floor or in a drawer where it's easy to find. But remember, we just saw spoke out to us, so suppose you found it in a hard to find place. Right? You found it. Like Tosfos brought from Sakhum, he found it some hole in the floor, you know, something, there was a hole in the floor and you found some coin in there. Or I was thinking of different cases, you didn't like the way the mattress was, so you picked up the mattress and you turned it around, it was lumpy, and you found something between the mattress and the box spring. Right? Things that people with this, as far as people check when they leave, they check the drawers, they look on the floor, but they don't turn the mattresses over to see if they left something behind there. Or you wanted to remove the furniture around for some reason, you didn't like the way furniture, you pulled out one of the heavy things and moved them and you found something behind there. Right? Those are items where you don't have the svar anymore. The last one, that everyone, when they leave, look for things, and this probably belongs to the last one out.
Right, so what do you do in that case? So the Shach brings Tosfos, right? That Tosfos says this Svara that, well, it probably belongs to the last one, does not apply. And if you find something that's not easily found, not something, it's not something that someone would find on a cursory glance on their way out of the hotel, or even a determined look, it's something they wouldn't find. It's in an unusual place. So what do you do? So if you found something in such a place, the Shach says, "Harei Yushal Motzi, you're allowed to keep it. You're allowed to keep it because there's no determining who owns it. There's no simin on it." And there's no reason to assume it belonged to the last one. It could belong to anyone that's been here through the years, and there's no way to determine it. The Nesivus seems to, I don't know if he's disagreeing with the Shach or he's explaining the Shach, I'm not sure if the Shach disagrees. The Nesivus says we have to think about the last few weeks. Because why don't we say that, okay, it's over here in the hotel room and it doesn't belong to any of these 1 through 10 because it wasn't something they would find when they left, but why doesn't it belong to the owner of the hotel? Right? What happened to Kinyan Chatzir over here? Why don't we say that he acquires it because it's in his Chatzir and he should acquire an item that's in his Chatzir that the Baal HaBayit should acquire? So the Nesivus says it has to be talking in a case where it was so hidden away that the owner would never find it, and then we go with this Tosfos that we spoke a few weeks ago, that even though it's in your chatzer, but if it's something that you'll never find, so you don't acquire it. Your chatzer never acquires it, and someone else coming in and finds it is allowed to keep it. But he says if it's something that the owner would find, so then you have to give it to the owner of the hotel. So according to the Nesivus, there's 3 degrees of cases over here. If you find something that's in a drawer or on the floor where anyone could check it, so that's the Gemara's case, it's assumption it belongs to the last person. If it's something that's hard to find, it depends how hard it is to find it. If it's underneath the mattress, between the mattress and the box spring, so then the owner will certainly find it sooner or later because hopefully they change the linen sometimes and he'll end up finding it. So in that case, it's not from 1 to 10 of the tenants, but it belongs to the owner. He acquires it for Kinyan Chatzir. But if it's something that you find behind the radiator or something that you know you can see is dusty, it's been there, that no one ever cleaned back there, and something that the owners never get to, so in that case, you'll be able to keep it according to the Nesivus. Now, the Shach didn't make any chiluk, so I'm not sure if the Shach just is assuming that you should know this halacha, or the Shach may hold, by definition, something that you don't check when you leave is something that the owners won't generally find also, and that's why they don't acquire it. That's why the Shach might have said simply that if you find it, you're allowed to keep it. Or maybe he's just relying on you know that information that we learned elsewhere in Simin Reish Samaches that these halachas of Kinyan Chatzir, I'm not sure. But the Nesivus would have these 3 gradations. So, once again, if you find it in the drawer, so then you have to give it back to the previous owner. That's, we'll assume it's his. Even if it has no Simin. If it has a Simin, so then it's a Shaila whether for sure you give it back to the previous owner or maybe you have to announce it. If it's found in a place that we can assume the person didn't check when he left it, when he left the room, so then this whole story, assuming it's the last person, is out the window, and you go back to the normal halachas of finding an aveda. So all of a sudden you find an aveda that has no simon, you're allowed to keep it. Because why shouldn't you keep it? Unless you assume that the owner of the hotel acquired it because it was something that he would end up finding. If it has a simon, so then you have to announce it. One last issue they talk about is back to the something that's been there a long time. The Shach mentions, and the Nesivus mentions, that if the item you find is rusty, like you found it in an unmarked envelope, it has no simon, $100 bill in an envelope, and the envelope's yellow, you can see it's been here for 10 years. So now also you can't assume that it belonged to the last tenant, because just like when it's in a hole, we have reason to not assume it belongs to the last tenant. So same thing if it's been here a long time. You have clearly that's been here a long time. You have reason to assume it did not belong to the last tenant. So there the Shach says, and the Nesivus says, that if it's something that's very rusty, so there also you don't assume it belonged to the last person. And what do you do? So to me it would seem it'll be the same ideal. If it's in a place where the owner would never have found it, so then you're allowed to keep it because he didn't acquire it.
So why shouldn't you keep it? If it's in a place where the owner would have found it, so then you probably should return it to the owner, because even though it's been here a long time and he didn't find it yet, but he'll probably find it sooner or later, so then you should return it to the owner. So, just summarizing what we had until now, assuming once again that we're just talking with Jews living here straight through. It's in a place where they're all Jews. So, if you find something in a that has no simen, so there the Gemara says, if it's in a place, the way we're understanding the Gemara, if it's in a place where anyone could find it, where we'll assume that people would have found it when they left, so then you should assume that this belongs to the last person. And like Rashi explains it in the way that Shulchan Aruch seems to pass, and even if the owner is not living here, we should still assume it belongs to the last person, because everyone else checked on the way in, checked on the way out, and people coming in would have found something that the previous ones left. So if you find this $100 bill in a drawer on the floor, assume you should give it back to the last owner. If it has a simon, so then we said, pointing to the shach, even though we should normally assume it belongs to the last person, but why not announce it to make sure? If you find it in a hard-to-find place, so now you no longer can assume it belongs to the last person. The Gemara doesn't apply anymore. We can't assume it belongs to the last person because it's not a place where people check when they leave. So in that case, we saw the Nesiva said that it depends how hard it is to find it. If it's in a place where no one would ever find it, behind the radiator, somewhere in the ceiling tiles, for some reason you went up there, you found something there, so then you're allowed to keep it, because it has no simen, why not keep it? If it's a place where the owner probably would have found it eventually, under them, between the mattress and the box spring, around some furniture where the owner moves around sometimes, so then you should return it to the owner, because he's acquired it, so can you thought there? If it's something that's rusty and old, it's been here a long time, so then again we know it's not the last person that was here. He did not lose it because it wouldn't be so rusty. So there the same swaras will apply, l'chora, that if it's in a place where the owner would have never found it, you could keep it. It's no different than if you find something in his own backyard. And if it's something that the owner might have found, so then you should return it to the owner. Now the shach and the sma both say that if the last tenant was an akum, which probably is very you go to a stama hotel room and you find something in a hotel room that was owned by akum, and the akums usually go there, so now you're dealing with shear number three, where we said if you find something in a street where it's mostly akums in the street, so then we said even if it's something that has a simen, you're allowed to keep it because they don't know the halachas, you know, there's no chiyah to return to them except for Kiddush Hashem or when there might be Chilul Hashem. So if you find something in a typical hotel room, if it has no simen, certainly you should be able to keep it, because we're talking the Akum owns a hotel, so he doesn't acquire it for Kinyan Chatzir, and that might be a shayla. If you hold that he acquires things with Kinyan Chatzir, maybe to take you, it might be Gezel Akum if it's something that he really owns. So you have to think about. But if it's something with him that he wouldn't find, he doesn't acquire it, you're allowed to keep it. If it has a simen on it, even though it has a simen, and it might have, like we said when we spoke about a place where it's mostly Akum, it has Hebrew initials on it. So that obviously belongs to a Jew, but a Jew who loses something in a place where it's mostly Akum is Miyash, because he knows they'll never find him. There's no way of determining it, who the owner is, but not finding, so he's Miyash. Now, I saw one sefer said that if the minig is that people return things to the lost and found, and if you lose something in a hotel, you call up the hotel and say, did you find this item? So then it could be a person's not miyayish, even if it's a hotel owned by Akum and Akum are there, and you know this belongs to a Jew. It could be that you have to find out, at least, did anyone claim such an item? I found it. One last issue I just saw also, that another sefer brought down. This same thing will apply if you rent out your car to people. You rent out your car to different people, so then someone finds a $10 bill and a $100 bill on the floor of the car, so they also will assume it belongs to the last one, because the first 10 people that rented the car probably checked out the car before they left. That's what you do, you check the car when you rent it, and you look in the trunk to see if you leave anything, and so then you give it to the last one. If you found it hidden behind something in the glove compartment in a crevice over there, so then you probably didn't find it, so the whole swara goes through the same exact thing we'll go through, like we said, by the house. However, it does not apply to a taxi cab. Right? If you find something in a taxi cab, so there in this svara, people don't, when they leave the taxi cab, look around to see if they left something behind. This fell out of something, someone's pocket, and it could have been anyone's pocket, and there's no reason to assume that it belonged to the last person who had rode that taxi, because there's no svara that people are always checking.